That's a funny way to end it. Well, those are the children with Jimmy Haskell, with William Tell Overture, and all the mothers and fathers will meet in the rectory and have buns and coffee here. The time is 7 o'clock. This is Dick Whitting Hill. I'll be back in about 10 minutes over KMPC Los Angeles, where it's time for the Art Kevin News. Art, what news this hour?
A main event for the president in Memphis, a whispering campaign against a former official. The stagehands make peace here in Los Angeles. This is KMPC News. Brought to you by Home Savings, America's largest. Home Savings is number one in the nation in both savings and loans. There's a small hotel, it's in Memphis, and there the President of the United States will be hosted today by Republican governors. This as he fights on to regain and restore his credibility. KMPC Senior White House Correspondent Alan Lido has more.
The setting in Memphis will be a small hotel meeting room. Now there are only 18 Republican governors. There were more than 30 4 years ago. Yesterday, the pollster George Gallup told the governors the political effects of Watergate should not be underestimated. Today, President Nixon will meet privately for 1.5 or 2 hours, answering whatever questions the governors ask and trying to reassure them that the Watergate scandal will not get any farther out of hand. Most of the governors are sympathetic, a few skeptical, but all worry that Watergate may hurt the Republican Party even more than it is hurting the country. Alan Lido, Golden West Broadcasters, the White House.
Now an attempt to purge a recently resigned top official. And the gossip is coming right from the White House. KMPC's David Breasted reports.
President Nixon is carrying one step further his campaign to discredit former Attorney General Elliot Richardson. Mr. Nixon started last week by telling stunned Republican senators Richardson was a liar when he testified he never agreed to the firing of Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox. Now the president has introduced a further and very personal weapon in his effort to destroy Richardson's credibility. Top officials of the Nixon administration are saying Elliot Richardson is a drunk. In one instance, General Alexander Haig, the White House chief of staff, referred to drinking by Richardson in a Watergate briefing for Republican senators. A federal agency had offered to furnish reporters evidence of Richardson's past drinking record dating back years, but that official would never call back. The apparent reason Mr. Nixon's aides are conducting the innuendo campaign against Richardson is that he put the president on the spot and gained personal credit at Mr. Nixon's expense. The Nixon men are not content to force Richardson from office. They are bent upon destroying his public stature also. David Breasted for Golden West Broadcasters at the Florida White House.
Savers choose Home Savings because it's America's largest, but there seems to be a special attraction now. Isn't that true, Harry?
You are so right. It's an account paying 7.5% with just a $1,000 minimum. For a long time, savers could earn that type of interest only on short terms and with big deposits. But now, with the backing of $4.9 billion strong Home Savings, you can earn 7.5%, annual yield of 7.79%, guaranteed for 4 years, with deposits starting at just $1,000. I always like to caution savers about those early withdrawal penalties, but you can put part of your savings at 7.5% for 4 years, perhaps part at 6.5% for 1 year, any combination best for you. Now, more than ever, it pays to be sure at America's largest.
Add all the free services and you can see why Home Savings is number one in the nation in both savings and loans.
TV stagehands at the three major network stations here in Los Angeles have ended their three-week long strike and accepted a management pay offer. They would likely all be back on their jobs by tomorrow. Details of the new pact are expected to be released later today. The U.S.'s top globe-trotting negotiator is back in the nation's capital with some things to say and some things not to say. Roger Gittins has details for KMPC News from the State Department.
Secretary of State Henry Kissinger will brief the members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this morning on his recent diplomatic mission to the Middle East and Asia. The session will be secret in order to protect the sensitive negotiations now underway. But if his past performances are any guide, it's unlikely that Kissinger will drop any bombshells, at least none that he doesn't want public. Off-the-record briefings tend to leak out of Congress fairly quickly. State Department officials also indicate the Middle East situation is still too fluid for any major developments to be announced. So Dr. Kissinger's appearance will be largely a courtesy, in line with his policy of closer cooperation with the House and Senate. Kissinger has scheduled a news conference for tomorrow, but that, too, is expected to be more of a summary than a forum for unveiling anything new. Roger Gittins at the State Department.
This portion of KMPC News has been brought to you by Home Savings. Only Home Savings is over $4,900,000,000 strong. It pays to be sure at America's largest. Tomorrow, KMPC News will be brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oil. And now at 5.5 minutes past 7 a.m., a look at Tuesday morning traffic at this hour. We'll go to the skies first in KMPC's John McElhaney, who's up above it all in KMPC Airwatch Helicopter 4. John?
Mark, early morning traffic eastbound on that Ventura, not all bad this morning as opposed eastbound from San Diego to the Hollywood. All lanes are open, moving very well. Cahuenga Pass slows at Barham and is heavy to Highland, which is a normal pattern, and then you'll find it slowing again around Vermont. We're looking at the 4 level now, moving very well. We know of no problems here. Orange County, David DeSoto.
Got a couple of problems in Orange County I'll get to in just a moment. I don't know how they're coming with that reported get-together on the northbound San Diego around Devonshire. In Orange County, southbound San Diego north of MacArthur, highway patrol on the scene of a collision there. Apparently no injuries. Same story on the westbound Garden Grove freeway at the center divider. The patrol was told the vehicles got off to the right side of the road, but it could have caused a slowdown there. All the freeways are loading up at the accustomed spots and at about the accustomed rate. Cruiser 3 is clear.
As individuals rush to make and meet personal sacrifices to meet the energy crisis, big business may lag somewhat. There is a recent historical precedent, and from Washington, KMPC correspondent Pi Chamberlain has details.
Earlier this year, Republican Senator Mark Hatfield got a lot of liberal support for a bill to outlaw all throwaway bottles and tin cans. Hatfield's state of Oregon does this, and it works. When the energy bill came along, Hatfield figured it for a natural vehicle. It takes a lot of energy to make bottles and cans. In fact, Hatfield figured the total conversion to returnable bottles would save enough energy every year to meet all the electrical needs of San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Pittsburgh for 5 months. But as the bill came closer to passage, a lot of senators began backing away, including Kennedy of Massachusetts, after big labor and the container, beer, and soft drink industries put the heat on. The plan would save energy, but it would destroy a lot of jobs and profits. Pye Chamberlain, Capitol Hill.
At Continental Airlines, they think an airline should be working for you long before you get in the air. That's the whole operating philosophy behind the Chicago Expressway. Expressway service starts on the telephone when you call to book your flight. In seconds, their agents can confirm your reservation, get you the weather in Chicago, tell you what's for dinner, or even order you a kosher meal if you'd like. When you arrive at the terminal, special expressway skycaps meet you at the curb, and they check your baggage in right there. Even Continental's security system works fast. It's called the Expressway Scanray, and it gives your luggage an instant electronic once-over. Nobody has to open up your bags. Next time you're headed for Chicago, fly the route where things happen fast from the ground up. The Chicago Expressway on Continental Airlines, a flight to remember. Continental Airlines presents exciting Rams football. Be listening when the Los Angeles Rams meet the New Orleans Saints Sunday at 10:30.
Now for the latest on troop pullback talks between the Arabs and the Israelis, here's correspondent Richard C. Gross in Tel Aviv.
The talks between generals of both sides in their khaki tent at kilometer 101 on the Cairo-Suez Highway have failed to produce any agreement on a troop pullback. Reports reaching Tel Aviv say that the two sides have exchanged views on the subject at their latest meeting and have set another session, their sixth, for Thursday. This is Richard C. Gross in Tel Aviv.
KMPC Sports Reports. Atlanta upended Minnesota 20-14 in pro football action. The win puts the Falcons one game behind the Rams in the NFC West, while the loss is the first of the season for the Vikings. In the UPI college football poll, UCLA comes out eighth, USC ninth. Supervisor Kenny Hahn expected to introduce a motion today to ban auto racing throughout the state. The Mint Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday announced the cancellation of its $100,000 Mint 400. And Terry Slater, the coach of the L.A. Sharks, has been suspended for 5 games and fined $500, this for striking an official during a hockey game with Cleveland. And now a pilot's view of the weather from KMPC's Herb Green. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Art. We're in for a rather pleasant day throughout the Southland. We have some variable high clouds this morning that are coming in from another weather storm that's affecting the Pacific Northwest. Well, the cold front bringing rain as far south as Red Bluff right now, so that's where these clouds will be from today, but that storm will not get into the Southern California area, at least today or tonight. So for today, under these variable high clouds, the temperature will get up somewhere around 70 degrees, and there will be no smog, but they're going to get some more snow up in the high Sierras. Herb Green, KMPC Airwatch.
That's KMPC News. Only KMPC News brings you the voices and insights of Los Angeles Times correspondents around the world. This is Art Kevin. The Whitting Hill Show continues after this.
When you're shopping for a new station wagon for your family, please, shop them all. Compare features, compare prices, compare them inside out. And I'll make a prediction. You'll buy from the wagon master, your nearby Ford dealer. Hello, this is Lloyd Nolan with a friendly word about Ford wagons. You know, Ford wagons come in a variety of sizes and in a wide price range. For example, you can pick a little Pinto wagon and get plenty of room, plenty of value, and everything you want in a small station wagon. Or you can step up to a mid-size Torino, or to the standard size Country Squire, and you get even more room, and still plenty of value, and everything you want in a station wagon. If there's a wagon in your future, see the man who's the wagon master. The man who's been number one in station wagon sales year after year after year. See your nearby Ford dealer soon.
KMPC Los Angeles.
Good morning, this is Whitting Hill. Huggins and Messina, Your Mama Don't Dance, to start things going here. The second portion of the Whitting Hill Outrage on Tuesday, November the 20th. 41 more days to go in this year. On this day in history, an interesting thing happened in 1620. A baby girl was delivered aboard the Mayflower in Massachusetts Bay, the first child born in the New England colonies. They named her Peregrine White. And in 1945, 24 top German leaders went on trial at Nuremberg before the International War Crimes Tribunal. On this day in history, Scottish writer Thomas Carlyle said, "Music is well said to be the speech of angels." It all depends on which station you listen to, I guess. Whether it's angels or the devil. And on this day in history, November the 20th, 1973, the world's filthiest engineer, Bob Marion, said,
I don't want to get in the point where you maybe could get over, you know, discussion on certain whatever what it is, but there must be something, no matter what it is, because we don't just sit around, walk around, talk around without reason or purpose. We have purpose and reason, and that's why we are here today discussing nothing, because that's what the whole thing is, nothing.
He was speaking of the program, I'm sure. Okay, 15 minutes past 7 o'clock, let me tell you again about SkyCab. Going to give you a number, hope you can remember it. SkyCab is a guaranteed same-day person-to-person delivery service to or from anywhere in the USA for urgent packages of 50 pounds or less. 18,000 communities in the United States are served by SkyCab. Pickups are made day or night, delivered the same day or night. For instance, 10 hours door-to-door from Los Angeles to New York, 8 hours door-to-door from Los Angeles to Chicago. Now, a SkyCab ad appears in the Wall Street Journal, should you want further information. There's a toll-free number that you call for any information. That's 800-257-7888. 800, then you dial 257-7888. No other service that guarantees same-day delivery to or from practically anywhere in the country. The number is 800-257-7888. Now, let's see if we can get a job for this veteran. We skipped him yesterday because of the big telethon. Radiothon. By the way, the unofficial total so far is 41,557. I thank you all very much for calling in, your pledges, and mailing in. We haven't even included in that figure those that are checks that are mailed in. But I do want to thank you all. Williams is his name, 22-year-old veteran. He served 2 years of honorable service in the Army, military occupation, stock clerk, and typist. He runs office machines, presently seeking jobs as a stock clerk. So if you have employment for this veteran or any veteran, call Lloyd Mitchell at South Central Service Center. The number 567-1151. That's 567-1151. Well, you got the urge, right, to dig into a good steak tonight? You probably won't too hard on the budget. Well, you just don't expect to find great top sirloin anywhere for less than $4 or $5 these days. But they're doing it now at the Sizzler for only $2.19. Hearty top sirloin. That Sizzler quickly broils with care just the way you like it. Juicy, tender. Now, when a Sizzler Family Steakhouse promises top sirloin broiled to order, the sizzle's not all you get. They load the platter with extras you don't pay extra for, including a hot buttery baked potato or French fries, plus a big slice of warm and crunchy Sizzler toast. Now, how's that for a complete top sirloin platter for only $2.19? Who says a good steak has to cost a lot? The half million steaks a Sizzler serves each week tell you a lot of people have found out differently. Try top sirloin at a Sizzler near you. You'll know better, too. $2.19 puts steak back in your budget at every participating Sizzler Family Steakhouse. It is recall time again. All right, at 18 minutes past 7, as we take you back to 1965. You recall this one.
When you're all alone and blue, don't want to tell your troubles to, remember me, I'm the one who loves you. When this world has turned you down, and not a true friend can be found, remember me, I'm the one who loves you. And through all kinds of weather, you find I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadows, I'll always be the same. Oh, we're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you.
And through all kinds of weather, you'll find I'm never
sunshine and the shadow are always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves.
As you recall, that one, we took you back to 1965 with a recall tune from Dean Martin. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you. 20 minutes past 7 now. At the Civic Center, it's 47 degrees. 43 in Burbank, 45 West San Fernando Valley, 44 San Gabriel. South Bay Beaches report a 47. Long Beach is 44. Orange County reports 47. 48 in San Diego. It's 42, 4, 5, 46 here in Hollywood. But the man says it's going to be a sunny day again and high about 70 degrees.
In case you haven't noticed, Chevrolet has spent the last several years moving you closer and closer to your dream of someday owning a distinguished, luxurious automobile. Caprice Classic, the uppermost Chevrolet, has many of the luxuries and features and comforts of cars costing much more. Caprice Classic by Chevrolet. Why look any higher?
Before I go to the freeways and pick up Dave DeSoto and John McElhaney, the fellow sent me this. Who is the fellow? Name's here someplace. Oh, Hugh L. Hansen of Buckingham Parkway in Culver City. The AAA had made a bunch of tests, quite a few tests, from 69 to 73 model cars. And before testing, each vehicle was given a speedometer accuracy test. Tire pressures were carefully checked. Of the six speeds tested, 25, 40, 50, 55, 60, and 65... 40 miles per hour provided the greatest fuel economy, 40. As speeds increased over 40, fuel economy dropped markedly. Averages of the 20 cars tested showed a 22% reduction in mileage when speed increased from 50 to 65. 22. But how are you going to go 40 miles an hour on the freeway? If everybody wants to do that, they're all in the right lane, huh? There's a big traffic jam in the right lane. Well, then he had something interesting to say. He just got back from Washington to D.C., and the drivers of all those big government limousines, well, they're out there waiting for their bosses, or the congressmen, to come out of the meeting, and they got the and they leave their engines idling. The whole time they stand there talking with the engines idling, and all the congressmen in the meeting discussing the fuel shortage. And this fellow saw the whole thing happen back there in Washington. How fast you fellows are you driving out there, David?
Well, I'll tell you, right now I'm not driving fast at all because I pulled off to the side of the road, so I'm saving gas. Sitting and idling gobbles up the gas something fierce, too. I'll tell you what, we'll get the traffic out of the way, let John talk, and then I'll tell you how you can get around that business about fuel economy if you want. They are making a big break in traffic. Somebody dropped a door in the northbound lanes of the 605 freeway north of the San Diego, so the Highway Patrol is going to close off the transition from the southbound San Diego to the northbound 605 and also the northbound San Diego to the northbound 605. In other words, you're not going to be able to go north on the 605 for a few minutes starting right about now. There's a door up there, the number 2 and 3 lanes. They should have cleared up the northbound San Diego around Wilmington and around Devonshire. And we've got some sort of a scramble working on the westbound Garden Grove near the San Diego off to the side of the road, further compounding that situation. And they're checking for a possible injured animal eastbound Garden Grove on the Brookhurst. Go to John McElhaney, and then we'll have some talk about gas mileage.
Inbound on the Pasadena Freeway, stalled bus is over on the right-hand side, right at the Golden State, slowing things down. Northbound on the Golden State, you'll slow at the Ventura at about Western Avenue there in Burbank, and it'll release right after you cross Colorado. They're working a traffic accident northbound on the Hollywood, right at the Venturas in the Gore Point. People just slowing to witness that. We observe no other problems here. And back to David DeSoto.
Okay, well, you know you can't go 40 miles an hour on the freeway without turning the whole thing into a disaster area,
yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
You drive freeways mostly, as we do, and I'm not talking about driving around town, but if most of your driving is on the freeways, and you've got a mechanic who's as good as Andy Sogard, who's the fellow who takes care of our mobile units there in Hollywood. You can go to Andy, and you can say to him, now, look, I drive generally about 55 to 65. That's my prevailing speed.
Yeah.
Would you adjust the carburetor for that? Then, of course, you have to drive it, not play weagle-woggle on the throttle all the time. But that won't get it for driving around town. You really don't need an adjustment there. Just make sure the thing's in good tune. That's all. But you can set your engine for freeway driving and get better mileage than you would otherwise.
By what? Checking the carburetor? Adjusting the carburetor?
Yeah, for prevailing high-speed driving.
Ah.
For example, I've got a 71, and I've got 124,000 miles on it. Andy set this thing up a long time ago, and the inside of that engine's clean like a dog tooth. Just as clean as can be.
Okay, I'll get...
That's because I drive mostly freeway speeds.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very interesting. He's a nice little fellow, isn't he? 25 past 7, though.
United's West Coasters give West Coast flyers the things they enjoy. Natural breakfast foods, our famous West Coaster Wining and Dining, and a schedule that gives you more flights between Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland than anyone else. United's West Coasters, another reason more people choose the friendly skies than any other airline in the land.
Taking care along the way. Make you feel at home, welcoming you in friendship to the land you call your own. Come along, sing the song, people, now's the time. The friendly skies of your land, United Airlines.
You'll find more nonstop to Seattle and Portland at United, each one with West Coast style. That's from Klaus Ogerman. The tune is Memphis, and the time is 27 minutes past 7. By the way, does anyone know of Jerry M. Sackett? Jerry M. Sackett out there, if you do, get in touch with him. Tell him he didn't say goodbye, or didn't give me a chance to say goodbye. He wrote me a scathing letter. Boy, he took me... yeah. Oh, he said, are you stupid? And he'd get on... And he seemed to be mad because he said, Your attitude would change if your annual salary were between $10,000 and $12,000. He's mad because I'm making more than that. My attitude has been the same when I was on unemployment insurance at $25 a week. I'm standing in line down there for quite a few months. And my wife took a job. We didn't have children. Then she took a job in Warner Brothers in a cartoon factory coloring those little cartoons. She's working. She had to get up early in the morning, go down an old creepy alley and go to work. And I'm sleeping in and then doing the laundry and then going down to the unemployment insurance. My attitude then was the same as it is now. I don't understand what's mad about Jerry's so mad about. But anyway, if you know him, Jerry M. Sackett, no address on here, tell him I said goodbye. And also tell him I thought he'd never leave.
Bye, you'll come back now.
No,
news in brief, news in depth, news analysis by scores of experts spanning the city, the state, the nation, and the world. It all comes together in the Los Angeles Times every morning, and there's much more besides. Features to inform, to inspire, to amuse. Entertainment reviews, humor, financial guides, budget aids. More news, more features than you'll find in any other newspaper anywhere else. Join more than a million families who have learned that the Times adds greatly to their understanding of the world around them. Wake up to the Times every morning of the year.
We're going, it's exactly 7:30 over KMPC Los Angeles, and we're going to Art Kevin. Now, Tom Wayman's on vacation. A lot of people know Art from other programs during the day, but maybe a lot of them don't know him in the morning. And I thought you'd like to know he has a varied background, too. Is it all right, Art?
The varied?
Huh?
The varied background?
Well, you always talk like that again.
The varied background?
Well, you always talk like that again. Art Kevin at one time was a stress engineer for a trust company. And he didn't last very long there. He laughed too much about the old thing. But that he had quite a background there. Now he's going to bring you the news.
Okay, Whit. First of all, this note from Los Angeles. TV stagehands have settled their dispute with the three local TV networks. President Nixon appears before Republican governors meeting in conference in Memphis today, continuing his drive to ease the Watergate fallout. Former Justice Department Chief Elliot Richardson says he is shocked by remarks from some White House quarters charging that he is an alcoholic. The House Judiciary and Senate Rules Committee hold separate hearings today on the nomination of Gerald Ford as vice president. Tornadoes hit parts of Kansas and Oklahoma last night, causing at least 5 deaths and 60 injuries and widespread damage estimated in the millions of dollars. And on the energy crisis, Japan today asked its television stations to turn off the Late Late Show and stop telecasting after midnight. The Japanese government also ordered that all service stations shut down on Sundays and holidays after operators refused to do so on their own. KMPC Sports reports Atlanta topped the Vikings 20-14 in the Monday night pro football game. The win thus reduced the Rams' lead over the Falcons to 1 game in the NFC West. Ohio State tops the UPI coaches poll again this week. UCLA came in 8th, USC 9th in the current rankings. That's news and sports, and now the Whitting Hill Show continues.
Hotel starts with an H. So does Hilton. So when you think hotel, think Hilton. Especially now that the Hiltons are coming to you in every color of the rainbow. We're giving our people in New York bright new clothes to wear. Our new rainbow theme touches everybody from our maids to the managers. Stay with us at the New York Hilton. You'll be at the crossroads of the city, 53rd and 6th. Just down the street from Carnegie Hall. Only a block from 5th Avenue. And less than 9 blocks from all the big Broadway shows. So if you don't know the city, or even if you do, we make it easy for you to get around. Convenience is just another way we're saying, be my guest. To reserve New York or the world, call your local Hilton reservation service or your travel agent, and come visit the Hiltons. Hotel, Hilton. Hilton, Hotel.
Makes sense, doesn't it? The time is 27 minutes until 8 o'clock. To the skies we shall go. Up there in that infuriated palm tree is John McElhaney.
Good morning, Whit. Got a problem southbound on the Harbor Freeway at about Exposition. They're working an accident there. Problem going eastbound on the Santa Monica to Normandy off-ramp. Use caution. Valley area, Ventura, looking very good at this hour as it moves to the east from the West Valley. We know of no major problems. Dave DeSoto has some problems, apparently. David?
Yeah, it was a car hood, apparently, that dropped or blew off on the transition that messed up the whole thing to San Diego to the northbound 605. I think everybody's out of there by now, and the traffic should be rolling again. Cruiser 3, clear.
Your Ralph's Turkey, browning and bubbling in the oven. Nothing like it. Your Ralph's Turkey, right from Ralph's. Just the size for your holiday family. Just the price for your holiday budget. Just the right turkey is waiting for you at the supermarket at Ralph's super low prices. Come spend a better holiday. Switch to Ralph's.
You'll find Super California Grade A Toms for just 59 cents a pound at Ralph's. Ample supply now available at Ralph's. Wish that turkey'd get out of here. I just can't look it in the eye because I know what's going to happen to him. There, there. Nice turkey. There's a recall. Where does it go back to? 69?
Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by, just like me? They long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and gold starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you, all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
The Carpenters, they had a big one back in 1969, and as a recall, too, we brought it to you. Close to you at exactly 22 minutes until 8.
Xerox is simply stating, put on a happy face. If you need duplicating, put on a happy face. Even though prices are inflating, our duplicating's a smash. Just call a Xerox representative, he'll save you cash. Long runs for real short money, put on a happy face. Our new pricing plans are honey, put on a happy face. So sing the good news all over your place, and put on a happy face.
With our new Xerox pricing plan, a Xerox 2400 or 3600 duplicator can match or make even better outside duplicating prices right in your own office.
We've got salesmen all over the place. So, put on a happy face. Xerox.
A little public service announcement here. Friday, November the 30th, in the cafeteria at North Hollywood High, 5231 Colfax, they're having reception and viewing at 7. They have an auction, art auction, at 8 o'clock. All the proceeds go to the student welfare program. They have original oils and watercolors and etchings. And that is a buck and a half for adults and 75 for students. North Hollywood High, 5231 Colfax, or art exhibit and auction. And that's Friday, November the 30th, at 20 minutes until 8.
Yeah. Are you sitting there?
Yes, I'm sitting there.
Well, I was waiting in the studio for you.
I saw you when I came in. You were snoozing there.
Excuse me. How's everything?
Well, that's all right with me, but you look your usual self, in a word, terrible. Don't you ever go home at night?
Well, that's not easy to go home.
No, I don't suppose it is for you. If your face ever disappears from that barroom mirror, you probably think you died and gone to heaven.
Heaven? Did you ever see a drunk fall up?
You got a point there, Lash. But why don't you go home at night? You could take a boozer bag with you, you know. Or can't you tear yourself on that flock of cheap women who frequent Spider Murphy's place?
You don't understand.
What is it that I don't understand?
Going home presents a tremendous problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
If I go home early, my wife thinks I'm after something. And if I go home late, she thinks I've already found it.
Dear old.
Delco Energizer batteries!
Delco Energizer batteries. It gets cold in Maine. It takes a lot of power to get a car going.
Sometimes it's just as hard to start a car in hot weather. Well, it's hot in Phoenix. You can find Delco Energizer power wherever you see the red, white, and blue Delco sign.
Well, the more you know. The more you want Delco, the more you know, the more you want Delco.
Fine talent, that fellow, Doc Severinsen, with Pictures, his newest, at 16 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Enter the UCLA Sweepstakes Contest and you may win a car or a vacation. Simply estimate the official paid attendance at the UCLA-USC football game November 24th, 1973. You may win a new 74 Datsun B210 hatchback or a Western Airlines Hawaii vacation. Pick up your entry blank wherever Gillette shaving products are sold. No purchase necessary. Then estimate the official paid attendance of the UCLA-USC game at the Coliseum. Write your estimate on the entry blank with name and address. Mail to UCLA Sweepstakes, KMP. PC 5858 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, or use a regular postcard. Only one entry per family per week. All entries must be postmarked before midnight, November 21st, 1973. Complete rules on back of entry blank. Closest estimate wins the 74 Datsun B210 with four-speed stick, reclining bucket seats, power assist, front disc brakes, tinted glass, rich carpeting, white walls, wheel covers, and much more. Second closest guest wins the Western Airlines Hawaii vacation for two. Pick up your entry blanks wherever Gillette shaving products are sold. Enter now.
Yeah, better enter now, today or tomorrow, because it closes, what do you say, tomorrow night? 21st? Okay, the creative writing class is now in session at 14 and a half minutes until 8. Put on your little thinking caps, as we used to say, and write up some crazy stories, send them in. And you win prizes like a transistor radio to House of Sight and Sound. To the daily winner, a Magnavox television set. To the weekly winner, from the House of Sight and Sound, where you'll find everything for great high fidelity. From a full line of stereo components to magnificent Magnavox stereo consoles and a fabulous record department, too. The daily winner also receives a Marriott Escape Weekend. Put romance back into your life with a 24-hour escape weekend at the beautiful new Marriott Hotel. I wonder if that's restricted to married couples only. I don't know. Should be a nice weekend.
Is that something you like or dislike?
I think it'd be wonderful. Who's that over-the-hill guy there? Anyway, today's winner is Bob Noakes. Lives on Rhea Avenue in Northridge. He says when Cornelius Gotrocks passed away, it was found that his last will and testament specified the executors were to distribute his millions in direct proportion to the sympathy shown by his relatives at the funeral. Weird fellow. When Jason, the ne'er-do-well nephew, heard of this, he rushed right out and ordered the largest floral wreath he could find. About an hour before the funeral was to begin, Jason arrived at the mortuary to gloat over his success at having the most beautiful and impressive wreath and to see how the competition was sizing up. And to his utter astonishment, his wreath was one of the smallest there. Some of the floral arrangers made his look as though it were a bridal bouquet. In a complete state of panic, he rushed back to the floral shop, collared the owner, says, "I must have a larger, more impressive arrangement." Well, he and the owner pored over the catalogs of arrangements, could find nothing that would suit the occasion, whereupon Jason left completely dejected. But in a moment, the owner of the shop heard someone shouting in the backyard of the garden. He rushed out to find Jason excitedly shouting,
"What's high yellow in the cloudy old oak tree? It's the tree long years to me still. Want me? If I don't see a river around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about her, put the blame on me.
Dawn featuring Tony Orlando with a story record this morning at 12 minutes until 8 o'clock.
I was planning on fixing a 15-pound turkey. Then Robert called. Said he's bringing a few of his college buddies home for the holidays. Now where am I going to find a 200-pound turkey?
Yes, the more you feed, the more you need. Thrifty Mart.
We're a family of meat lovers, and I always listen to everyone's suggestions. Take tonight, Jimmy asked for lamb chops, Susan wanted steak, the twins wanted prime rib, and my husband Howard asked for Chateaubriand. So I listened to everyone's suggestions and came up with a great answer. Meatloaf.
Yes, the more you feed, the more you need. Thrifty Mart.
Keep your meat lovers happy with delicious Gold Bond meats at low discount prices from Thrifty Mart, the discount supermarket that's really set up to serve big families.
Yes, the more you feed, the more you need. Thrifty Mart.
We're going to get a check from the freeways out here at 11 minutes until 8 o'clock. First, I have to tell you about Dave DeSoto. Earlier, he was telling us about how to adjust the carburetor, save gas and all. He's so mad about the gas shortage. He's bugged with the Arabs because they're withholding some of the oil. He's so mad at them, he went to see Lawrence of Arabia, and he rooted for the sandstorm. That's a true story, right, Dave? Didn't you?
Oh, that's terrible.
I know it is. The whole show is terrible.
Oh, and if you, I apologize. Well, it's a good thing that I broke up because I didn't have anything important to talk about anyhow. That wouldn't have sounded very good coming on saying, oh, it's a 15-car pileup. Oh, oh, oh. Heaven forbid. Now, we've got a nice day out here and a lot of good driving. Oh, there are little picky things. There are stalled cars off to the side of the road. We had a little spate of episodes earlier, but down Orange County in the eastern side of Santa Fe Springs area and so forth, outside of the accustomed grubbiness thing, going along quite nicely, isn't it? Are you going to set up John McElhaney now, or shall I just flip it up there?
Let's flip it up there.
Eat him up, John.
Okay, we got a problem on that Santa Monica at this moment. It had an injury accident at that Normandy on-ramp eastbound Santa Monica. That fuel spilled in the roadway, fire department. Ambulance on the scene, they'll have a wash down there. That should be cleared up momentarily. And eastbound on the Ventura, out around White Oak, they've had a two-car collision. Number two traffic lane, California Highway Patrol is responding. And if you're southbound on the San Diego through the Sepulveda Pass, it isn't all bad. You'll slow it about Mulholland, moves right on down the other side. And you see Airwatch Helicopter 4 is clear.
Hi, Harry. What you doing with three boxes of cold power? That's just for cold water.
Not true. It's called cold power because it has the power to work even in cold. But now, if it works in cold, it has to be great in warm. Mildred says it's superb on synthetics. Besides, now there's a free bowling coupon on every box of cold power. With each coupon, when you pay for one game, you get an extra game for free.
Harry, when are we going bowling?
Have a bowl on cold power. Coupon's good from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at participating centers, not valid for league play.
9 minutes to late. Thank you. That's a Billy May recreation, the fine Charlie Barnett hit Night and Day at 6 minutes until 8 o'clock.
There was a time when economy cars were not expected to be graceful and luxurious. Datsun has changed all that with its new economy champions, the Datsun B210 series. There's a hatchback that looks as if it ought to carry a five-figure price tag. A two-door and a four-door sedan with all the comforts of cars costing half again as much. And naturally, because these are Datsuns, they deliver great gas mileage. And naturally, the luxury extras don't cost extra. Touches like power assist front disc brakes, rich carpeting, tinted glass, and a lot more are all standard equipment. There's no law that says you can't enjoy economy and style. The new Datsun B210 proves it. Datsun saves gracefully.
See the rescheduled NHRA Super National Drag Races on Ontario Motor Speedway Sunday, November the 25th. 5 minutes late is the time, and it's finally got up to 50 degrees. Ooh, still nippy around here. 50 degrees, but the man says it should reach about 70 downtown. Let me tell you about SkyCab. This is guaranteed same-day person-to-person delivery service to or from anywhere in the USA for urgent packages of 50 pounds or less. Now, 18,000 communities in the United States are served by SkyCab. Pickups are made day or night and delivered the same day or night. For instance, 10 hours door-to-door from Los Angeles to New York, 8 hours door-to-door from L.A. to Chicago. There's no other service that guarantees same-day delivery to or from practically anywhere in the country. Here's a toll-free number to call, 800-257-7888. You dial 800, and then you dial 257-7888, SkyCab.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her.
Yeah, Charlie, we love you over here. Charlie Rich is recording The Most Beautiful Girl. The time, a minute and a half until 8.
I'm from British Honduras. We have really beautiful water over there. We have beautiful green grasses, beautiful flowers. The people over there were very loving.
Perla Lucas of British Honduras talks about home, what to buy there, and how to pay for it.
They make a lot of things out of wood. Like they make wine glasses out of wood, little boats. candlesticks and, you know, doll babies. And we use the Barclays check a lot. And people that I know very well, that's the check that they use, the Barclays Travelers Checks.
Barclays Travelers Checks, backed by 5,000 offices of Barclays Bank throughout the world. Barclays, the farther you're going, the more you need them.
I travel a lot, and that's the check that we always use. Not only me, but my whole family.
What are you doing, leaving me with 30 seconds to fill again?
That's your problem.
No, it isn't. Haven't you got a record in there you could play a little bit of or something? I can't ad lib. No, it's 25.
Right.
Yeah, good. We will. Oh, I forgot to tell you, you can pick up your Barclays Traveler's Checks right here in California. They're available at leading savings and loan associations or any branch of Barclays Bank. Where are we supposed to be going? Are we? All right. The time is 8 o'clock. This is Dick Whittinghill. I'll be back here at 8:30 this morning over KMPC Los Angeles, where it's time for the Harris and Frank 8 o'clock report with Howard Flynn. Howard, what's new this hour?
Good morning, Dick. Gerald Ford has made the first hurdle. And TV stagehands have accepted a management offer and are going back to work.